And we return 35 minutes past 1 o'clock. It is today's Topical Currents. Joseph Cooper along with Bonnie Berman. Bonnie, a new year, 2014. That means our food and dining segments have been on the air each week for 15 years. Mm. So joining us now is chef, author, and syndicated columnist, my longtime friend, Linda Gassenheimer. And she's put up with Fred Tasker and me for quite a spell.
Quite a spell. Well, and we're still having fun.
Yes,
and we're
are.
Still having fun. And happy New Year to everyone. And happy
and to you.
And happy anniversary to us. Well, we're looking forward to some exciting events in the new year. We had a peek at what's to come in the restaurant scene in 2014 when they opened the Perez Art Museum Miami, better known as PAM. In addition to the extraordinary architecture and the exhibition there, it has a restaurant with one of the most spectacular, really spectacular views in Miami, and it's called Verde. And it's the creation of Steven Starr Events, and here to tell us about Verde and other trends to come is restaurateur extraordinaire Steven Starr. Steven, hi, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me. Hope the weather, I'm actually up north, I hope the weather's better than what we're having here.
It's beautiful.
To save you, we won't give you our forecast because
okay.
We know what you're about to get today.
Or know.
Maybe already have it. Enough said about the weather, okay? Okay, so, and also with us is one of the chefs at Verde. He's Adrien Vétier, and he's going to help us and tell us about some of the food he's brought that filled our studio and it looks delicious. Welcome, Adrien.
Thank you for having me.
Great to have you.
Did we say Happy New Year to Fred Tasker?
Not yet.
No.
Fred Tasker, who is joining us by Skype from Michigan. Fred, are you with us? Are you frozen?
Both. It's snowing right now. It's going to be zero tonight. But anyway, Happy New Year and happy anniversary. And I remember the woman who called Linda one time and said, how do you put up with those two buffoons?
And you know who that was?
No.
It was Sister Jean.
Oh, that's right. I'd forgotten that.
Who's Sister
she
Jean?
Had tank,
she? She used to be the head of Barry University.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
She was in the Ilian Gonzalez thing.
Anyway, we'd love to hear from you, our listeners. Do you have any questions for Steven Starr or for Chef? Give us a call. That's 800-743-9576. 800-743-9576. WLRN. Bonnie, email?
radio@wlrn.org.
So join us. We'd love to hear from you. Okay, Steven Starr, how did the Verde concept develop?
Well, the truth is, it developed very quickly because we did not make that deal until late in the game. So we wanted to do something that was fresh and, conducive to being outside and on the sea, and they wanted something that also was approachable to their patrons. So we put it together very quickly. I wanted to do something, and it's still a work in progress, actually. We wanted to do something that was not, we wanted it to be foodie, of course, but not intimidating. We wanted something that everyone could possibly enjoy.
Well, tell us,
our main business is at lunch. So we really have to gear the menu to the clientele that's coming between 10 and 3.
Right. So tell me, first of all, congratulations, because I'm sure there were a lot of people wanting that position. So,
thank you.
Tell us, what is the concept there if we haven't been there? What kind of food is there?
It's hard to call it one kind of food, and I hate using the term farm-to-table because it's overdone.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely seasonal food that we try and do as many local greens as possible. That's not always possible. And we are really trying to work with a new kind of pizza for lunch that's Neapolitan in nature but tweaked. And the toppings, which again still are in development, are not all your traditional pizza toppings. So something lighter.
We have some
here. Steven, we have some here. Chef has
brought
it.
Oh, great. I don't know how well that traveled, by the way, so...
It was still warm when it got here, let me tell you. Okay. Chef Adrien, tell us what's on that pizza.
The squash blossom pizza is a zucchini, goat cheese, tomato sugo, roasted garlic, and olive oil.
So what's sugo?
Sugo is basically another word for sauce.
Oh.
It's Italian for sauce. But okay. It's not just, it's got these very, very thin, thin slices of the zucchini, but also zucchini blossoms definitely, on it, yes. The flowers on it. And that crust is so crisp and good. And you know what I like about this pizza? Steve and I, we're just here eating it and enjoying ourselves. But it's not overpowered. There's different kinds of cheese on it, but it's very light cheese. And there's very little
sauce. Yeah,
we wanted
to keep it light. And, you know, a lot of the food that I do in my restaurant sometimes, are I sort of put my place in the position of being a customer. And if I was a customer in Miami, what do I want to eat in this beautiful, light, airy museum? I don't want something too heavy. I want it to sort of be, light and feel like it's good for you.
It's very thin. Well, Joe would tell you what he thinks about it, but his mouth is full. I don't know where they get the squash blossom flowers at this time of year. And Chef's nodding his head. He's not sure where it comes in either. But
Chef nods don't work on radio.
I don't know where this is coming, and this sort of counter to maybe what I just said about trying to do everything local, which we do try.
Uh-huh.
But when things are not, when the squash blossoms haven't been in season for us elsewhere, we've actually, there's a very big squash blossom industry actually in Israel.
Oh, really?
That produces, produce a lot of squash blossoms.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. And then, Chef, tell us about the salad you brought, the kale.
The kale is a sautéed lacinato kale with toasted farro, salsa verde, parmesan, and lemon zest.
It is so beautiful and delicious and crunchy. And that kind of kale is, for people to understand, what is the kind of kale? It's like, kind of like a baby kale.
It's a baby kale, definitely. Yeah.
Let me ask a question about kale. Why all of a sudden is it everywhere? I mean, I remember back in the early 80s, I think the 80s, it was macrobiotic, and it was not even easy to find it. Now all of a sudden it's on every menu. What's happened with kale?
Well, I think kale is the new superfood as far as what I'm familiar with. It's probably the biggest protein provider that we have.
Right now.
What I found, and I think I'm looking forward to 2014, that more and more the kind of food that Stephen Starr is talking about we'll be seeing on the menus. People now have agreed that they want to have cleaner, healthier, fresh foods, and so kale is one of those. But
we're even working on some really great tasting vegetarian dishes that we'd like to put on the menu.
Uh-huh.
Stuff that maybe normally in the past you cringe when you hear it because it never tasted any good. But we have a couple of our chefs that are vegetarian chefs who are doing some research and development right now.
So what kind of things do you mean that people would have cringed but now you're working on developing?
Well, I mean, it's the normal proteins that you've heard of, tofu, of course, and seitan. You know, done in a way that's actually very culinary, with beautiful mushrooms and sauces that are not chicken or beef based. Basically, what you have to do with vegetarian food is somehow extract flavors out of other things, because a lot of it inherently doesn't have a lot of flavor.
Mm-hmm. Right,
so
right.
It's really a science to figure this out.
Right, and to make it really taste good. So, and Chef also brought here. You see, Stephen, you can't see what's here on this table that's so good, is the fish dish. Tell us about it.
Okay, yes. The hamachi sashimi is comes with a citrus ponzu and a jalapeno relish.
It's really, what I like about it is, and Stephen, what we're really enjoying is the fish, first of all, is beautifully fresh and delicious, but it's not too much acid. Sometimes you get too much acid when you're doing that. So tell us, ponzu is a kind of a...
Definitely. The ponzu is a very balanced sauce. We take our time and make sure that it comes out, as balanced as possible. It's got a shoyu and also a kombu dashi, which is a derivative of a seaweed, and a little bit of orange juice, a couple of ingredients, and the jalapeno relish mixed with the pickled garlic sort of come to bring everything to a balance with the fish itself.
Well, we're really enjoying this. Now, I understand, Stephen Starr, that you have a catering company, and that will there be catering at the museum? I mean, will people be able to rent that space and have a party there?
Oh, yes. That's a big component of it. Sure. I mean, we've done a couple already. I mean, it's just a fantastic place to have your event, whether it be corporate or a wedding or a bar mitzvah or whatever. Just, you know, you're on the ocean. It's beautiful. I mean, I'm so proud of it.
And how many people can one accommodate?
I think it can accommodate up to like 2,000 people.
Oh. I guess that's big
that's
enough.
That's a big wedding.
we could have all our listeners go down there.
Yeah.
Well, Stephen Starr, you started opening, in your life, opening a cabaret with such acts as Jerry Seinfeld and later acts like YouTube and Bruce Springsteen. So are we going to be seeing more entertaining in restaurants, in your restaurants, more than just piped in music?
I don't believe. Look, I was in the music business and I did all that. I promoted big concerts and had clubs that did acts when they were small. I don't necessarily believe that that's a trend that's going to happen. Would I love it? Yes, but I don't know if people want to really hear someone playing a piano or a guitar while they're having dinner. It may be something. Now, the supper club idea is something that we've talked about, and as especially as the baby boomers age, to take some of the acts that they grew up with who are now aging with them and do a venue where maybe the tickets are $500 or $800 a person or $1,000, where but you get to see Bob Dylan and have dinner. So, I mean, that's an idea that we've had. We've talked to several promoters in the bigger promoters in the music business. Because
all right. Okay.
Well, that could be very interesting to the population as it grows older.
An interesting new concept. Well, I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and we're talking with Stephen Starr and Chef Adrian about Verde at the Perez Art Museum. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be back with more. And we're back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. And we've been talking about Stephen Starr Events, their restaurant Verde at the Perez Art Museum. We're all calling it PAM these days. Stephen Starr, restaurateur extraordinaire and creator Verde, has been with us, and one of their chefs, Chef Adrian Veitia. How do you say it yourself, Chef?
It's Veitia.
Veitia, yeah. Has been with us. And we've been talking about their new concepts and restaurant trends. And now it is dinner in minutes time for those times when you're not going out to the restaurant. And it's a quick and easy one-pot meal. We're going to be getting, so I'm afraid to say this in front of Stephen because he thinks it's cold. We're going to be getting it cold here. It's going to be going down to 70, Stephen. So
right.
if you want.
I feel so bad for you guys.
Good, good. It's a quick and easy one-pot meal in a bowl, and it's something that won't break your calorie or your budget bank. It's pasta fagioli with it's a pasta and bean soup. And, you know, I really love to have soup, but it takes too long sometimes to make a really good soup. This one,
my favorite soup, by the way.
Oh, good. All right. Well, if you go on my website, you'll get my recipe for it. This one only takes 30 minutes. So you heat oil in a large saucepan. You add some carrots and onion and celery, and you sauté that for a few minutes. And then I've added some canned diced tomatoes, and I cook that for about 5 minutes. I've added some shredded cabbage and some pasta, and I cook that uncovered. Now, here's my secret flavor booster, and that's I add a little horseradish and balsamic vinegar just to brighten up the flavors, then some spinach, some kidney beans, a little ham, and all of that cooks up, and put it in a bowl and sprinkle some cheese on top. Now, that whole recipe and how to make it and the ingredients, it's at dinnerinminutes.com. And if you want another quick soup, it's in today's Miami Herald. It's my quick sausage and three bean soup. And please follow me on Twitter. That's at L. Gassenheimer. Fred Tasker, what are we drinking today?
Well, you know, I always think of the first couple of weeks in January as what I call cringe time. You know, you spent the farm on the holidays, but you're still waiting for those credit card bills to come in, so you don't know really yet how badly you really have hurt yourself. And, of course, part of what's on those cards will be those $100 champagnes that you splurged on for New Year's Eve. I know you did that, Linda.
Oh, yes, right, sure.
Yeah, and now all you have to show for it is the two-day hangover. So, of course, your first resolution then is I will spend only cash buying wine, so I won't put such pain on my credit cards. But still, you have to keep up appearances. You can't give up wine, of course. So here are some nice but fairly inexpensive wines to go with that resolution when you have a dinner party. First, you might be roasting a chicken, which is cheap but showy, so that goes with the trend. and you want a hearty white wine to go with it. So you could try the 2012 Murphy Good Chardonnay from California. It's quite full-bodied and has a lot of flavor, and it's only $14. Or maybe you serve a big ham, which gives you lots of bang for the buck, too, money-wise, and you want a rosé to go with it. I always say pink wine and pink meat, you can't go wrong. So you could try the 2012 Klein Cellars Rosé from Contra Costa, California. It's crisp and just very slightly sweet, and it tastes like cherries, and it's $12. And finally, you've roasted a big, cheap hunk of beef long and slow, I think you've taught me, Linda, in hopes of making it passably tender. And you need a big, bold red wine, so a big red Zinfandel is a good solution for this. You could try the 2011 Renwood Zinfandel from California. It's rich and hearty and not very tannic, has black cherry flavors, and it's only $15. So this should get you through early January, and maybe we'll have another session in a couple of weeks when the credit cards have arrived, the bills have arrived, and you know how badly you hurt yourself. And maybe then we'll be trying to come up with the $5 wines to go with it. In fact, if for the listeners there, if you have some good examples of the cheapest wine you know of that's quite good to drink, email it to me at fredtaskerwine@gmail.com, and we'll put some of those on the air.
All right.
Anyway, happy New Year.
Thanks, Fred.
Thanks, Fred. And
can we find these at the local stores here, you think?
Oh, yeah. These are daily wines. You can find them around.
Okay. Well, Stephen Starr, you have so many different style Starr restaurants and concepts. How do you pick the locations and create the concepts?
Well, generally speaking, I see a space first before I have an idea for the concept. So not necessarily the case in the catering stuff, but usually when I see a space, I fall in love with the space. Then I think of a concept to go in the space.
Okay, so now you have a couple of other restaurants here in Miami, Mocato.
We have Mocato in the Bell Harbor shops. We have Steak 954 in Fort Lauderdale in the W Hotel.
Right. So are you planning more here?
Yes, we are going to actually sign a lease soon, probably in another 10 days, 2 weeks, for a restaurant in South Beach.
Can you tell us what it is?
I cannot tell you.
But just between us and all our listeners.
I mean, right now, I could just tell you that it's right in the heart of everything, in the 20s. Mm-hmm. I can't really tell you what it is yet.
All right. Well, it sounds to me like as the snow comes up in Philadelphia, you may be wanting to find more places down here.
I am definitely out of here. I want to move to Miami. There's no question.
Okay.
Well, I also believe that Miami, you've heard this before, even now more than ever, is just a booming market that's just rocking. It's come back from the economic turn, and it's just as fantastic or more than it's ever been.
It sure is, and we're enjoying it here. So let's talk about what the hours are. Chef, can you tell, what are the hours at the museum, at Verde, the restaurant?
Yes, we have a 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tuesdays through Sundays. And on Thursday night, we have a dinner service that is from 11, well, not the dinner service, but we're open till 9 p.m. that night.
So it's open every Thursday for dinner because the museum is open that long.
Yes, exactly.
Right. But if you're going to have a party there, what do they close down the restaurant? I mean, happens?
We if it's big enough, we'll close down the restaurant. But generally speaking, the parties, there's plenty of room in the museum, or we could tent outside. I mean, there's tons of stuff we can do.
Okay, that sounds wonderful. And it's obviously then it's closed on Mondays.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
Yes.
We're open now on Saturdays and Sundays between 10 and 5, but we're going to be creating a new brunch, a brunch menu in the next couple of weeks, which will be pancakes, eggs, and all the things that you want to eat for brunch.
So at the moment, it's kind of a lunch menu all day long until the museum closes.
For now. That will change in, I say, 2 weeks.
Right. Well, we've had a really, really delicious week right here. Stephen Starr,
thanks
so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And Chef Adrien Vettier, did I get it? Yes, Vettier?
Vettier, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you very much.
And thank you for the delicious food. We're just enjoying
Indeed.
It.
Yes, it really was. Thank you.
You're welcome.
The Verde Restaurant is located at the Perez Art Museum. It's at 11th and Biscayne Boulevard, and there's plenty of parking underneath. It's either valet or self-parking there, underneath the museum. Fred Tasker, great advice as always.
Always a pleasure.
Please, Fred, stay warm.
I will.
He has champagne to keep him warm.
He's got to get his long johns out.
Yes, I have them on right now.
I bet you do. Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman, you ate well today.
Yes, thank you so much.
And it's been fun being with you all these years. Next week, we'll be talking with Raghav Iyer. He's an author, and he's a cooking chef, a teacher. We're going to have a master class on Indian cooking.
Oh.
I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Join me then.